Yeah, hi, Neville here. It's Saturday, July the 24th, and I was thinking about Google SideWiki and a conversation, a discussion that erupted quite suddenly on Twitter just now between me and Joanne Jacobs and David Tehran, all with different points of view. Or rather, David and Joanne, I think, were coinciding, but I had a different view. So it got an interesting discussion, almost heated at one point. But it started off with a comment I made on Twitter. I tweeted a thought about Trafigura. That's a company that was at the heart of a legal case a few months ago in the UK about gagging orders to prevent The Guardian publishing a story about their legal action accused of toxic waste dumping off the coast of Africa, the west coast of Africa. And The Guardian weren't even allowed to say they'd been injuncted. This was known as a super injunction. Crazy, in my opinion, but anyway, that's another story. But anyway, the news all broke. They were convicted, fined, and all that. And at that time, I think it must have been late last year, actually, the Google SideWiki was kind of new on the scene. And what happened was that Trafigura's website, people had left some very critical comments of Trafigura on the SideWiki on their website. So if you go to their website, look at the SideWiki, you can see them. Anyone can, anyone with an internet connection. So I just wondered, I wonder if anyone's done the same again, because they were convicted in a Dutch court of the same thing, toxic waste, transporting toxic waste, I think it was, from a Netherlands port. So I go over to the Trafigura website, and not only were there not any comments, any new ones, the previous ones were gone. The SideWiki was blank, which I found intriguing. So what had happened? Had they got it removed? Or what? I don't know. But so I tweeted, is this simply going to fade away? Maybe it's just not getting any attention anymore. So that prompted a tweet from Joanne to say, maybe, quote unquote, one of those provocative type of tweets. So I replied, she said, but it fails to account for comfort and return on investment for contribution. It's more efficient and lasting to respond to issues in blog posts. May be true from a content, a website owner's point of view, more efficient and lasting, but that may not be what anyone out there visiting a site wants to do. And if they've got a side wiki there, they can add comments how they prefer. And there's nothing you can do about that in terms of stopping it. As long as side wiki is around, it's going to be visible from your website. I don't believe, I don't know actually, whether there's any way you can not have it on your site, because it's not something you control in that regard. It's kind of there. So Joanne mentioned that the largest tech forum entries on SideWiki are how to remove it. And she said, I think preferences are clear, meaning I suppose people don't like it. Well, that's some people's views, sure. I think most people don't even think about it anymore. It's kind of there. I sometimes look at side wikis on websites of big companies, and I rarely see comments, so maybe it is being ignored. Fact is, though, it's still there. So she says that, Joanne said that they'll never become mainstream. I'll say they almost certainly won't become mainstream. I don't agree with that. We don't know. In fact, mainstream isn't really the key thing, I don't believe. Whether there's two people commenting, leaving critical comments, for instance, about you or your company that anyone with a net connection can see, well, that's probably not good. Throw it the other way around. Two people can say very nice things about you as well. That's got to be good, in which case you might want to do something about that to engage, perhaps, as opposed to simply ignoring it. So David Terrar added a view at that point, saying he agreed with Joanne's comment about the largest tech forum entries on SideWiki and how to remove it. And he mentioned that he thinks it's just a half-baked Google experiment that does more harm than good. And it's like allowing graffiti on a building. Plenty of ways to comment, contribute, and converse already. I don't disagree with David's view on that, but to me, these are too black and white. I see it in very much the shades of grey, that SideWiki is there, okay? Whether we like it or not, it's there. And it can be used for good or bad by people, just like any other communication channel. Twitter's no different. Email, phone, even, it's there. So it's not a question of dealing with it. It's a question of how do you engage with it? How do you treat it if you see people using it? Do you engage? Do you at least pay attention to what's being talked about? I remember Radian 6, the monitoring software, includes SideWiki in the content that it looks at on the web when you do a search as part of your analytics for keyword mentions, for example. So it's there. And David then drew the analogy between Banksy, the graffiti artist, saying, "I love Banksy, but if he did his stuff on the side of my house without my permission, I would not be happy." So David likened SideWiki, as I mentioned, to graffiti on a building. I'm not sure it's the right analogy. It's a good one, mind you. I commented that, well, Banksy could have done that long before SideWiki. And that I then added, I think, something about maybe it's a disruptive effect of SideWiki that I like. It is disruptive, hence this kind of discussion, for instance. It throws things a little upside down, makes you think about things a little differently, and in some cases it will force you to do that because it's there. David agreed he's all for disruption, but for me it crosses a line, he says, adding, "We're never going to get consensus on this one." Probably true, David. Between you, me and Joanne, I don't think we're going to agree on this. That's fine, adds to the debate, and that prompted this audio boo, which may add to the debate as well. But as I'm doing this recording, I can have the last word, I think, on this element of it. I think SideWiki is here. Whether it continues, we don't know, but it's here at the moment. I have seen on some websites some comments. I have it on my own blog. Someone left a comment. I've added a comment as a site owner. That's a good idea because that's the first comment anyone would see as the site owner. You have to have a Google account to do that. I left a comment, something like, if I remember, I'm not looking at it right now, about thanks for visiting and welcome and have a look around, leave a comment if you like, etc., etc. I would recommend that to any company to do that. So that, particularly if you're in a high-profile area, you can't really, well, you shouldn't really ignore it, in my opinion. Now, I've had discussions with others who think you should. Just don't give it any attention whatsoever. So I'm thinking, okay, fine. There's someone left an exceedingly critical comment. Rude, even, F-words, and I've seen them on your SideWiki, the SideWiki that appears on your website. So you're, you know, British Airways or Royal Dutch Shell or BP, for instance, and people go to your site, look at the SideWiki, and there's the effing and blinding comments are all they see. Whereas if you were the site owner, you could have your comment seen first. And what I would do is not some PR fluff type comment, but have something meaningful to that experience on your website. That's what I would do. So I think SideWiki's around. We can't control it. We shouldn't think about it. That goes against the spirit of much of the social informality of communication between people online. How do we build it into what we're doing for the time being? Or flip it around, do we ignore it? Is it going to fade away? It hasn't yet. It certainly isn't mainstream, without any doubt. Remember, to see SideWiki or to use it, you've got to manually install an add into your browser. Doesn't support all browsers yet, but part of Google's planning is that it will. It'll be included by default in Google Chrome, Firefox, and Internet Explorer, the main browsers that people use on the web. Now, I'm not sure, I've not looked into what it's like on mobile, but imagine if it is enabled on mobile devices, then this isn't going to go away, I don't think. And I reckon part of the reason why it hasn't taken off is simply because it's not yet widely available. So it's still, in a sense, in the early adopter crowd, in the tech-focused crowd, and that's not representative of society at all. So it's anyone's guess where this is going to go, I think. But in the meantime, it's here. We're not going to get consensus, I agree. Joanne and David, thanks for the stimulation to record these thoughts. That was handy, unexpected. That's what happens with these impromptu discussions. I thought it was great, so thanks a lot. Let's see what happens with Google SideWiki, but if you've got a view on it, I'd love to hear it. Thanks.